Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's my limited Al Franken. That's my Al Franken laugh. I've perfected that over many years.
Oh, Al Franken. I'm surprised we're talking about Al Franken, although I feel like it's been a long time. He's been shunned by society. He's been canceled. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But the man is back.
He's back. He's back. Well, he's had a podcast for a while.
Yes.
I was just looking at his podcast. He gets big guests, obviously heavy on politics and other issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he's returning to comedy. He's going back on tour. I see he's advertising it as the only former senator currently on a U.S. comedy tour.
Okay,
I'll take his word for it. But he's hosting, as we heard in the news, he's hosting Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. He's subbing in for Jimmy Kimmel, and he's got a good guest, by the way, Bob Odenkirk, who just finished Better Call Saul, the finale last night, which was
you're a big fan.
Remarkable. But I think a lot. I will say this: you know, you can disagree with Al Franken's politics, and obviously a lot of our listeners probably do. But I think if you look at the grand scheme of things, Al Franken was caught up in a movement that was impossible at the time to distinguish different levels of sexual impropriety. So if you look at Al Franken's impropriety, and yes, bad taste, of course, borderline, I guess, would you call it harassment? Some would.
Well, reminder, you know, there was a couple pictures where he had his hand on women's butts. And on her breasts when they were on a private plane.
It was a USO tour. There was a woman who was a radio host also on the tour. She was sleeping, and Al took a picture of feigning like he was about to grab her breasts. Joke. Poor taste.
Yeah, bad joke.
A joke and poor
taste. Bad timing.
Bad timing. And then I think it was at our booth, I believe, he took a picture with someone, and the woman, I believe, claimed that his hand slipped down and at least grabbed or touched her butt. So, local connection to the station there.
Yes.
But, again, so this is during the same time as Harvey Weinstein, and I don't think anybody with a brain would say Al Franken's problems were the same as Harvey Weinstein's. I don't think anybody.
Correct.
But at the time, there was really no defense for anybody who got caught up in any sort of, you know, poor behavior towards women. And I think now that we look back on it, I think you could argue Al Franken got a raw deal.
And he took the bullet. You know, there are many other politicians who in which this happened to, they were accused of these things, where they just went on and are still politicians today. And they ignored the charges or let it all die down. Al Franken was one of those who said, you know what, I'm going to resign. He gave up his Senate seat and said, I'm going to be done with this. I don't know that he ever admitted that he did the wrong thing, but it seemed inescapable at the time. It seemed like he couldn't get through. And since he said, Adam, you've heard him say that he regrets resigning his Senate seat because many other politicians did, and other people, CEOs, whomever, that were accused of greater crimes did not resign or did not have to give up their livelihood because of, you know, these allegations. And there's photographic evidence, of course, of what Al Franken did. And nobody here on the show is defending what Al Franken did. But, you know, I'm also a believer that you don't have to be canceled. You don't have to be expunged from society for one or two mistakes. I believe in forgiveness for all. Again, depending
on
the crime.
Depends on the mistake, right?
Depending on the crime, yes. Depending on the crime. You know, if you're a repeat predator or offender or clearly have no respect for women. I think Al probably did the right thing at the time because we wanted to hold him up to a higher standard than some other gross politicians who just denied and let it go. He said, okay, I will. There's no appetite for me and I will. I'm sorry. Yep. And he got out. But I don't think he necessarily needed to. And now we see him coming back. He's playing 6 sold-out shows this week. Are you going to any of those shows, Adam?
I am not. And, Al Franken's stand-up, there are certain comedians that I would carve out time for and would definitely go see. I guess I'm not familiar enough with Al Franken's stand-up material. Of course, I've known him being a writer for Saturday Night Live, that avenue. Mm-hmm. If I had an opportunity to go see him, I probably would. Would I pay to go see him? Depends. But I think he's in a position he can do that. Thinking back on when he resigned from the Senate, he kind of had a clumsy, one of those non-apologies that we really have come to identify so much now as, well, you're not really apologizing, the I'm sorry if somebody was offended kind of apology. Mm-hmm. But you nailed it. There's people in Congress. I mean, look at Matt Gaetz. I mean, when the investigations he's facing.
And it's predators.
And it's not even close. But, I think, the question is Al Franken, going to turn this into something else? Will he try to return to politics?
Yeah.
And would a lot of people like to see that happen? I don't know.
651-461-9226. We want to know what you think. I am not going to the shows, but I might. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm curious to see what he's joking about now.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what the set is. I'd like to know what it is. And I always say on this show, our culture is created by what we are willing to tolerate. And I, for one, don't tolerate, sexual assault or sexual abuse or violence against women. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm not using Uber anymore. I'm using Lyft. I mean, nobody's perfect. But, there have been allegations against Uber since 2014 that have been covered up that are still not being handled. So those are sort of my limits. I want to believe, of course, I believe women. So sexual assault is sort of a line in the sand for me. Like we talked about this on the show a few weeks ago when Ben and Jerry's, when Unilever, supported the BDS movement and didn't allow ice cream to be created in Israel, which only hurt the Palestinians. And since they have rescinded that decision and they have gone back on that, I didn't eat Ben and Jerry's for a very long time. There are certain things that I want to support. Sexual assault is never something that I want to support.
No.
But again, I think there are shades of gray when it comes to what Al Franken did. And is he a lifelong predator? Is he somebody that's dangerous on the street? Did he do this with malintent to really hurt somebody and victimize somebody? I don't know what was in Al Franken's mind and heart, but I do believe that he has paid whatever debt he has to society. He's been gone for quite some time. Mm-hmm. We all know he's been branded with that brush. And I do believe people deserve a chance to return, again, depending on the severity of the crime. I'm not talking about lifelong predators here.
Right.
So,
and I think in that vein of that conversation, maybe people will disagree with this, but I think his level of mistakes, his level of impropriety, I think absolutely opened the door for him to continue on with the career he's having. I don't think you can say, I think those are jokes in poor taste. Frankly, that's a different level than sexual assault for me.
And, that happened at a different time, and I get it. And look, there's no excuse for that, but when we know better, we do better.
Right.
There are things we all did 20 years ago, things we all said 20 years ago that we would never say or do now. Thank God most of our mistakes weren't carried on camera or were not nearly as famous and for anybody to care about any of that. But there have been mistakes in all of our past. And again, I'm not talking about serial predators. I'm not talking about people who say I grab women by the vagina and they just let me because I'm famous. Yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an inappropriate picture. And then again, Al Franken took himself out of the realm. I feel like maybe paid whatever debt he had to.
I agree.
And I'd be interested to see what his comedy show is about. So I'd be interested to hear also, are you guys ready for Al Franken to come back? 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Curious to know if you're ready to see Al Franken again.
That's enough about Al Franken already. The media couldn't wait to jump on the Me Too witch hunt, and now you're trying to rationalize his actions. You are disgusting. Thank you, Mom. Appreciate the text. Yeah. We are talking about Al Franken, who is six, is it six shows? Sold-out shows at Acme Comedy Club. He's hosting, guest hosting for Jimmy Kimmel tonight on TV. And we are talking about the rationalization of what happened to a lot of people during the Me Too movement. Some of it absolutely needed to happen, right? I mean, again, to look at the whole entire Me Too movement and say, oh, everybody got canceled, though it was overreaction. No, it wasn't an overreaction. It was called a reckoning. It was a reckoning. Many people suffered too long in silence because that, oh, that's just the way it works. You know, that's, you know, kind of what happens. You know, that's a, you know, men do this. It's something you got to deal with. No, that's not how we have to deal with. We can evolve as a society. But at the same time, in those kind of movements, people get swept up in it and careers ended. And some, I guess, didn't need to end. And I would think Al Franken's in that category. Has nothing to do with whether or not he's a Democrat, a Republican, a politician, a comedian, or whatever. I think we can objectively look at the Al Franken situation and say, yeah, you know what? This one, I think, was a mistake.
And just the way we can look at the Harvey Weinstein situation and say he should be put away forever because he is a true predator and he was awful, using the casting couch, abusing women over and over again, hiding about it, getting people to cover up for him. He's awful. So, you know, each situation is different and there doesn't have to be an all or nothing. This is not a zero sum game. You can take each situation individually and look at it. You don't, you know, it's not, it's okay to change minds or it's okay to have forgiveness. You don't have to be all one way or the other. You know, it's okay to, and it's okay to change your mind on something when you know better. Gene's in Maplewood. Gene, are you ready to see Al Franken come back?
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, okay, trust me, and don't ever, I know you are not, Weinstein is an asshat, if I can say that on the air. But anyway,
I just did.
I could say, I know. I'm sorry. And I love you guys so much. I love listening to you guys. Anyway, you know, Al, I love Al. I do, you know, and I forgive him. You know, that whole me thing, which is a good thing, by the way. You know, I think he got swept up in that. And he, you know, I don't like what he did. But the thing is, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy, you know? I mean, he's nothing, you know, I can't wait. I don't usually watch that, who is going to be on, but I'm going to tape it and watch it because I thought, hey, that's going to be fun. And by the way, I'm one of these Democrats. Anyway,
that's okay, Gene. There's no shame in that. That's okay.
I know, but I love him and I forgive him and I think he's so funny and he's not one of these comedians who goes below the belt. He's a comedian that you can really respect. You know. So
all right, Gene. Thanks
Gene's
for the
ready
call.
Ready for him to come back?
Ready for text. Al should come back. We all make mistakes. Second chances are sometimes needed, depending on the situation. Oh, hell no. Franken is just a creep. Love the double standard on this show. Okay, thank you.
Again, I don't think it's a double standard. No. If you take each situation and you analyze it and you look at it and you, I think it's okay to make one decision here and one decision there. That's just being human and that's being open to forgiveness or something that you want to stay away from. You get to make the choice.
We do get to make the choice, and we see things so differently, which is evidenced by the text. I mean, one text, the airplane picture was a joke. He was not touching her. Please watch the tapes of that USO show on YouTube. The whole theme was a frat party sex joke, mentality, sexual gags. The accuser did tons of them herself, like grabbing the guitar's butt, wrapping her legs around a guy. This was a political hit job orchestrated by Roger Stone. Conversely, here's one, disrespect to women. Is disrespect to women. It doesn't matter how small you judge it to be. Consider the victim in that picture. So, I mean, we all clearly, but there is something to be said if you look into the story of the woman in the picture, how she was connected to various political groups. That happens. That happens with Republicans. It happens with Democrats. And the whole, you know, the Swift boat thing comes to mind. That is nothing new in this country. But what is new is, I think, is the fact that we can look objectively at different situations, depending. But again, we always, it's just through our lens, right? It's a lens of whatever political party we affiliate ourselves with. And sadly,
and we don't have to jump. You know, we had a guest on earlier today from a conservative group, and she said, you know, it's when you talk to people and you hear their the other side, when you really communicate and you have an open mind and an open heart, I think you can learn something. And she is a woman who went to Wyoming, and Adam just tweeted out that conversation. So check it out at AC830, a local woman who went to Wyoming to sort of defend Liz Cheney. And she said she wanted to just talk to the people, and she did, and she learned, and that's what we do. And I think even with the Me Too movement, you can't paint a broad brush. And a lot of people did, and a lot of people got caught up in it for good reason. You know, if you were a predator or doing bad things or casting couch stuff like Harvey Weinstein, completely different story. You should be in prison. Got it. But there were a lot of other people that got swept up that maybe after a while you can say, okay, you know, you did your, I guess, alleged time. It's not like Franken went to prison or anything. It wasn't a criminal case, but he's been out of the spotlight and now he wants to come back and he's doing 6 shows. They're sold out. Some people want to have him back in office.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay. And it's okay to think differently about different situations. You don't have to paint everything with one brush.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.